David writes in Psalms 108, verses 5 through 6, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered, save with your right hand, and hear me." David says God is to be exalted above the heavens, and his glory above the earth. How did David give glory to God? Let's look at verse 1 of Psalm 108. David says, "O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with my glory." David gave praise and glory to God by singing, by using his own words. Also look in verse 3. David says, "I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praise to you among the nation." Once again, David praised God among the people. David gave God the credit for the things he had accomplished. Do we give proper glory and praise to God? How are we praising or giving God the glory? Are we praising or giving him glory in the proper way? In Hebrews 13, verse 15, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." The Hebrew writer lists some things about giving praise to God. First, we are continually offer praise to God. In Colossians 3:17, Paul writes, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Second, our praise is to God and God only. The only one we should give praise or glory to is God, not men. Herod in Acts 12:23 did not give proper glory to God because of this. Immediately, an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give God glory. It is God who deserves the glory. Third, our praise or glory is to come from our lips. This is the only way in which we are to praise God or to give him glory. We do not offer him sacrifices. We do not praise him through instruments of music, or we do not offer him incense. Our praise is from our lips only. In Revelation 14:7, John writes, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth and the sea and the springs of water." Fourth, when we offer praise to God or glory to him, we are to give thanks. It is God who gives us everything we need in life. It is God who created us. It is the God who sent his Son to die on the cross for our sins, for the sins of the world. God is the only one who deserves praise and glory. If we rightfully give him the praise he deserves, he will deliver us and hear us in our service to him.